Okay, one more. Oh, I'm going to read this one for my teachers and for my friends here. It's called Voiceover. This will be the last one. So I never got clear-headed, and never purposeful was no fletcher of arrows, no jobber, no motor boy in a lube hut, and I certainly couldn't say I was like those in Costa Rica who cut crude birds from aluminum pie plates to sell on the street. I was nowhere near that focused. But it turned out fine once I put on a gown and married myself to you, my confusion, my bafflement, my perennial distraction, my brother who is me, if I am honest. It happened unexpectedly one morning as I was crossing some traffic, staking my claim against a road full of streaming vehicles, on the other side, combing my hair in honor of the progress I'd made. I decided never again to admire anyone who is centered and calm. I was 16 years old, or 75. I was not too late. I thought of calling my friends in other states, but they were asleep, their pillows like well-used boxes of matches. In dreams, we set ourselves on fire, hopeful of changes happening. I wanted to tell my friends the clouds that do all the thinking inside my head sang to me like a choir the Sisters of Mercy assembled. Now, I could ask the woods in which my mother walked for her release. None of my friends could tell later how it was my hands got dirtied, the nails blackened. I had forgotten much myself. But I remember how in a side yard off a street behind the square I had just crossed, that when one of the silk shirts standing there tried to correct me into the right posture, all I need do in reply was press a leaf against my lips. Oh yes, the poor like us should celebrate. That was progress. Thank you.
Thanks.